Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Mr. Flatty?
Dear Flatty, I've got a question for you. I have a little problem.
Dear Flatty, if you were to get $5 million for every minute of getting ass pounded, how long are you going for?
A minute is a long time.
I don't know that if you can see what I titled this, but I all the other ones are called balls and black names and board and fight. And this one I titled, I'm going to get rich as fuck.
Don't you think after like,
if all of a sudden I pull up in my 69 Charger.
Oh, cool. Doug has to wear diapers now. Cool. So I would imagine after, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 minutes, it wouldn't really hurt anymore, right? I mean.
No.
Once something gets to a certain level of pain, doesn't it just stop hurting? I have to assume,
and I'm being sincere. At some point, it's got to feel good. Otherwise, they wouldn't keep doing it.
Right. But I don't think it ever feels good the first time. I think it's like the 5th, 6th, 7th time.
Yeah, that can't be true.
Or like, maybe it just feels so good when a dude comes on your face that it's worth the ass pounding. I don't know.
No. Let's say that it was a horrendous, horrible pain. Mm-hmm. Why would you ever do it the second time? It would be like, oh, I guess I'm not gay.
Oh, I guess I'm not gay then. I don't like getting fucked in the ass. Well, maybe your boyfriend persuades you into it. Like, hey, come on, guy. Let me get that ass one more time. Come on.
All right. So back to the question. Let's say that this person is built like a regular white person. So okay. 6 inches, standard girth.
Yep.
How long are you letting them go? Seriously.
$5 million a minute.
Yeah, you would just let him go until he finishes, right? Like however long is.
Yeah, I mean, yes, because that's it. One time, as long as he's not real rough, if he's real rough about it.
Like, don't spank my ass, I'm not gay.
Yeah, exactly. Don't give me the fucking fish hooks.
Fucking give me a reach around, you asshole.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously you just let him finish because that's it. This is your last job. It's your last job and you're out.
Yeah, I agree. Anybody that says, and I really thought that this is what you were going to say, by the way. I really thought you were going to say there's no amount of money that I would let somebody fuck me in the ass. Because I truly believe that if you're talking $5 million a minute.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
And you turn that down, you're actually gay. That's what I think.
But that doesn't make any sense because you just literally had an opportunity to get pounded in the ass.
No, I'm talking in the theoretical sense of the conversation. Anybody who says, no, I wouldn't do it for $5 million.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Which I thought you were going to do because I truly do believe that you are gay.
Awesome.
Okay. So I guess I have to follow it up with the standard question then.
Okay.
So let's say that this guy just, say it was me. Okay. I win the lottery. And I want to spend it plowing you in the ass.
All right. It's worth it.
We go till I finish. So you end up with at least $15 million.
Okay.
Are you gay now?
Yes. 100%. Okay. Yes. How are you? You literally got fucked in the ass. And it wasn't like, no, stop. It was like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, take longer. Slow down.
Yeah. Can you slow down a little bit, please? I don't want you to come yet. Don't come.
Put on a really, really slow song.
If somebody is fucking you in the
every
ass.
Every time he goes to grab your hips, you slap the hand away.
If somebody is fucking you in the ass and you're saying, don't come yet. I'm pretty sure you can say you're gay.
What if you say, I'm not gay, but don't come yet?
I don't know. No homo, but don't come yet.
Which would make you more gay? If you say, don't come yet, or hurry up and come?
Hurry up and come makes you less gay, because you want it to be over with.
That means you want somebody's seed inside of
you. No, don't come inside me. Hurry up and come, and don't come inside me.
Oh, God. So gross. Blech.